How you doing? Yeah, this is Liam. I'm doing great as well. Yeah, I've been basically over the last few months been mixing it, you know, and just kind of looking at it all the time. So yeah, I've watched it lots of times. I didn't go to the cinema though. The thing about the cinema thing is like, you know, we hadn't, not many bands had done it before, so we kind of felt it was something a bit different, you know, and just it's like an experiment because like we want people to come to our gig, so do you know what I mean? It's something a bit different for us, you know, and so basically, but the next day after it had been played in London and various other places, you know, the people were dancing and, you know, up on the stage, and it was pretty mad. It's like a mad party, really. So it went down really well, you know. So it was good. Yeah, absolutely. The guy that made the film, he's always travels with us. So, you know, basically, like we like to put things up on YouTube and stuff. You know, do you know what I mean? So if he comes with us, we like to give the fans something back. So we always bring him to film, and then you know, basically, like he'll make a short film about it, and then we'll put it on YouTube like a week, 2 weeks later afterwards, you know? Yeah, you know, do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, we've done a couple of rehearsals, you know, we're getting ready for it, you know, we're really excited about it. It's always good to come to Russia. You know, last time we played, or last time we tried to play, there was a bit of a problem with the stage, you know, it was nothing to do with us, but something bad happened, and we ended up not playing. So for us, it's like, coming back and playing is like it's what we want to be doing, you know. And it's like we're looking forward to coming and playing to the fans. But I mean, as far as new stuff goes, people have just to wait and see, you know. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, every time we come there's good. I mean, the last time we played in, I think it was 2 years ago. That was a good gig. It was outside of Moscow. It was in like a big, it looked like an aircraft hangar. But it was like, so that was good. People were just, it was mad. People were climbing up all the kind of posts in the middle of the hall and stuff. That was good. And of course, you know, the MTV in Red Square was always for something to remember. But I mean, every time we come there, we love it. You know, we always have a good time. You know, it's a mixture of both. You know, I mean, the thing is with festivals is like, you know, you get to play with other bands, you know, and you get to kind of watch what they're doing and kind of get inspired or whatever. But I mean, festivals are exciting because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you just kind of walk on stage. You don't get a sound check. You kind of walk on stage and it's pretty spontaneous. You know, but on the other hand, when you do your own gig, you can kind of put what sound you want in there, what lights you want. So you kind of like have a bit more control. Plus, I mean, playing inside sometimes is, you can get more of an intense feeling. But I mean, you know, festivals are good. This time of year, you know, as you're heading towards the summer, it's all festivals. So it's just depends what time of year you play, really, you know. We like both, you know. I mean, we're lucky to have a mixture of both things. I mean, like when we played our massive gig, you know, the Milton Keynes gig, the Warriors Dance Festival in England. I mean, that was our biggest gig we've done in England. And like you say, you know, you can kind of like use, you know, more production, more lights and more kind of make it really big. But on the other hand, taking it back to real sweaty, hot inside, you know, there's nothing better than that, really, because that's kind of like where we started, you know. So it's really exciting, you know, it's really loud and just the whole building shakes with bass, and that's kind of what the Prodigy is about, you know. But emotional, really. Well, I tell you, you know, it's for us, the Russian people have, like, the way we see it, you know, the Russian people are party people. It's like they want to express themselves. And our gigs, you know, our fans, we're lucky, you know, our fans come and they have a good time and they kind of just, they're mad for it, you know. So it's like, I don't know about emotional, but, like, definitely up for it, you know. It's the people that make the country, you know, and it's like the kids are, like, they're ready for it. They love it, you know. They would like this type of music, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's rebellion. It's kind of like, you know, it's loud, in your face, up front, with an edge, you know. This is what this music's about. No, we're vampires. We only come out at night. You know, we don't sightsee. Do you know what I mean? Good luck to them. I'm there to do a gig. You know, the first time I come to Moscow, I did all the sightseeing, like, years ago. Do you know what I mean? It's beautiful. you know, and St. Petersburg when we came there, you know, that was, but now it's like we're focused on doing our gig, you know, we kind of like, that's what we're there for. So to be honest, you know, we might go out at night, but like in the daytime, we're just getting ready, you know, do you know what I mean? Yeah, the brand new Prodigy record. I just literally started it like yesterday. I mean, we've been messing around with different ideas, but because of the Linkin Park tour and various other things, we went to India as well this year. So far this year, we've done quite a lot, you know, sort of like abroad, you know, because we went to America for 2 weeks and then we went to India. Then I was away again on holiday. So it's only now I've had the time to get back into the studio and start, really, you know. So, and I also just finished the Foo Fighters remix for one of their new tracks on their album. So that I've just finished that just now. So that's going to be good. And then basically yesterday just started writing towards a new Prodigy record. Yeah, that would be good. I mean, I tell you what, it's always good to have a focus, do you know what I mean? And that's because that's like, it's in May. There's enough time to kind of put some new ideas together. And yeah, that would be really exciting if we could play something new. I mean, we'd definitely be aiming towards that, you know?
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah, we took, basically like, the whole thing came about because Mike asked me to do a remix for them off their new record, and basically like I've never really thought about Linkin Park before, to be honest. And like then I realised like in America, you know, they're kind of like fans, and they're kind of what they're about. For some of our American fans, there might have been a bit of a crossover there, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like some of our fans might be into their band, and some of their band might be into our band, some of their fans might be into our band, you know? So I thought, he asked me to do the remix, and I didn't really have time, and then he was talking about us supporting them on their tour, and I ran out of time to do the remix, but we ended up going to America to support them, which was good. You know, I mean, it was a different thing for us, because it's like, you know, we play as a support band for them, so we have very little lights, nothing, just like, you know, but for us that's exciting because it's like we can still be powerful, you know,
yeah,
and put our message across without having to have all this massive production. Yeah, exactly. You know, the Prodigy isn't about, you know, I mean, we've always said that we're not about the gimmicks of what you surround yourself in. It's all about the band members and what happens on stage and the music, you know. I mean, we've always tried to avoid kind of screens and kind of video screens and all this type of shit, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
to me, that's just detracting from what's going on, you know. Yeah, nice. Right, respect. Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. Bye-bye.